Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to The Vibe You're In, episode 4.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Wow, episode 4.
So it's been 4 straight weeks of nonstop of us.
Episodes 4.
To people out there.
It's like a month.
It is a month. Now, is it, what month is it that's 5 weeks? I mean, I think that kind of circulates eventually.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. But it's been four weeks. And I'm thrilled to hear all the feedback we've gotten. Now, we're getting people calling us, texting us, sending us love through email, sending us love through social media. So if you love this episode and you don't want to miss another one, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss another episode.
That's right. You know why we're getting the love? Because what you give out is what you get back.
That's right. That's right. So let's start by thanking our sponsors.
Yes. We want to thank today... Attorney Bernazzani.
Eric Bernazzani in Nashville, New Hampshire, and his folks, Bernazzani Law, correct?
Yes, surely. And they're at BernazzaniLaw.com.
They do real estate. They help people
with family law.
They do it well. And thank you so much
for sponsoring. And because of you, we get to have our super producer, Short Fuse.
Short Fuse, thank you so much for making this sound amazing.
That's right. Short Fuse. And also, as always, to Froggy's The Enchantment Room.
That's right. Without this enchantment room, none of this would happen.
Yes. And we want to take a quick
one.
Shout out. Well, we want to say Froggy's is having Froggy's on the other side.
Yes.
Froggy's Play School.
That's right.
They're enrolling, just so you know, out in Salem, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Second location. Really cool. Really cool. I wish I was a kid again. So I would tell my parents to take me here to the play school. And, right?
And so that, what,
I mean,
so
what that, is, so that you I don't think there was, some, of course, because there was nothing like this before when I was a kid.
I know, right?
Well, when you were a kid, you were born in the 1800s. That's what you said last episode. So
we used to play with mud.
Mud. That makes
sense. That's all there was.
You know, that was fun.
Yeah.
So that brought your imagination.
Everybody was covered in mud in those days.
That is true.
And dry mud.
That is true. So as always, for every episode, we have that one or two cocktail or drink. And so for tonight, we're having something called Monkey Shoulder. It's a blended malt scotch whiskey. And it's funny because it's a pretty cool bottle. And it has a description of what this smells like and what it tastes like. So I'm going to say, according to them, it tastes like, it has a taste of mellow vanilla with spicy hints. And the nose, I guess what you can taste smell. That. You can taste it, right? Zesty orange, vanilla honey, and spiced oak. Pretty cool. Thank you, Monkey Shoulder. My dad put me onto that, so that was pretty cool. That's what he drinks back in Puerto Rico.
Nice. Shout out to your dad.
Thank you. So, Mike, we left it off last week. What was the topic last week and how we're going to transition into today's topic?
So last week we talked about the 3 P's of success and we had so much fun. We were having so much fun with our first guest ever, Evan Silverio.
That's right. Thank you.
We ran right through it and I think we probably skipped one of the P's, but it was in there because he showed the persistence and the poise and he's a man of patience. And
that's right. He used the poise completely. He said it was his first podcast. He was awesome. Can't wait to have him back.
Right.
For this week, we met at our focus group and we talked about something else that I think has an element of what this is all about, what our podcast is all about, but also how we brought it to the table. And so what was that subject today?
So the subject today was the law of vibration.
That's right.
And it explains why our podcast is called The Vibe You're In. The vibe you're in is about the vibration that you give off, because we know that the law of vibration states that everything moves, nothing rests. We live in an ocean of motion. This is a scientific fact, and this is to say that if you put a microscope, let's say, to anything that's on this planet, you'll see that everything is moving. There's nothing that's resting.
That's right.
Even a body that's decomposing, think about it, that's a verb, it's decomposing. It's moving.
It's moving.
And it's returning back to its source because energy will always return back to its source of origin.
That's right.
So the reason we named it The Vibe You're In, because it's so important to understand that the vibe you're in is creating your world as you go along. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
So it was a great focus group. Shout out to the focus group.
Shout out to the focus group.
We have it on Zoom as well, which was pretty cool. It was a great turnout.
That's right. So the topic today at our focus group was the law of vibration.
That's right. AKA the vibe you're in.
The vibe you're in.
It's important to know that the vibe you're in creates your world as you go along. A lot of people don't understand that.
Right.
Say, oh, I'm in a crappy mood and I'm in this kind of mood. And that's setting the tone for the vibe that they're going to be in. And the frequency that you're playing on is the frequency that you're going to be living on, which is the frequency that's going to attract the things that you are thinking about.
That's a great point, Mike, and thanks for sharing. Here's the thing. Some people out there, I mean, we all go through it where we may wake up not in the best mood or not be in the best mood at the moment. And so just to scale it back a little bit, what you kind of give out to people is what they receive from you. And so if your vibe is not at the max capacity where you're saying, you know what, I'm going to be in the best mood that I can possibly be, for us in the business world and for many folks that are listening to us, that's all that matters. I mean, if you project something that feels positive, if you're positive yourself internally, whoever you associate yourself with on that day, they're going to feel it. They're going to feel your vibe. And guess what? The success rate of the things that you want to accomplish are a lot higher. Of course, we all are humans. We have moments where we're like,
that's going to happen.
I don't feel well, or I'm not thinking straight, or whatever it is. But you know what? If you focus on the inside and say, you know, I'm going to feel good internally.
Right.
People see that. I mean, I know they see that. I know they see that in you. When you walk into a room, they're like, Michael's here.
Ta-da! Ta-da! So listen, the key is to realize when that is happening and not give in to a thought that you admit that something like that is happening.
Right.
And I know that sounds like, well, you're trying to live in a world with rose-colored glasses, or you're trying to lie to yourself. No.
No.
What we're saying is that you don't accept that thought. So what you do is you flip it around.
Right.
You realize it's happening, and you right away just be grateful. Anytime you're grateful for anything, it elevates your mood.
That's right.
Because when you're grateful and you're thankful for things as they are, and you're accepting the moment as it is, then that gratitude put you right up there in frequency of the vibration where you want to be. Gratitude keeps you connected with power.
Sure.
Now, this is an important piece right here. It's not to say that you're always going to be vibrating high. This is not what we're saying, because that would be rather impossible unless you have the ultimate faith and you're walking on water and you're like, you know, raising people from the dead.
That would be utopian. That would be interesting. If the world would go that way, a lot of things would be solved.
That's right. Yeah, that type of thing. That's what your job would be. You'd be just walking the earth.
If we can all focus, you know, everybody who's listening out there, just close your eyes for a little bit and just think, okay, I'm going to think this way and I'm going to go crazy and everything's going to be great.
Yeah. No. So there's also, these are universal laws.
Sure.
These laws are immutable. That means you can't change them. You can't act like they're not there. Just because you don't know or understand the laws doesn't mean that they don't exist. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, you know, the law of gravity doesn't exist. Like, I don't believe you, there's a law of gravity, and then you go get up on the roof here and walk off because you say, no, I'm wrong. You know, today's focus group, we said, I mean, you'd have to be like Neo from The Matrix.
Isn't that your favorite movie?
It's my favorite movie.
And why is that?
Because it explains everything that we're saying. They wrapped it up and put it in a movie.
All right. So you need to explain that right now, because I find that it's interesting the way you explain it. So explain it as to what you saw in the movie, and probably a lot of people saw the same thing.
What I see is that it explains that we are, this is the fact of the matter, that people think that they're people in the sense of flesh and blood.
Okay.
You know, and then this is a person and this person has a name. So I'll tell you right now, you're really a spiritual being having a very human experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
These bodies are lent to us. These are vehicles. These are vehicles that are lent to us so that we can play this game. This is a very intricate, the world's best video game. We're in a VR. We're in a virtual reality right now. This is the way I see it. You know, I don't care what people think.
No, that's okay.
I put it out there.
That's okay.
But the fact of the matter is that we're here to play a character. I happen to be playing Michael Santana, and you happen to be playing Will Molina, which you do very well.
Ben. Okay, and then people out there, whoever listening, they're playing that
character. They're playing that character.
All right.
And it's up to you, and you can change your name. You can change your life. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
In this amazing game that we're playing. Like, this isn't this what we talk
about?
Well,
that's where you see, I mean, to just chime in a little bit, that's why you see changes in people. I mean, if you see it that way, the way you're explaining it, there's people who are one way one day, and obviously it's not working for them. Something in their mind, something in front of them says, wait a minute, this is not who I am, or this is not who I want to be.
Right.
And they flip it. They change.
They reinvent themselves.
They reinvent themselves, and guess what? Everyone else is like, wow, look at this transformation.
Right.
I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah. Isn't that the mechanic from down the block? How come all of a sudden he's wearing a suit and carrying a briefcase and going into that very nice looking building? I heard he has an office.
Something told him that that's the next level of his life. That's what he needs to do.
And it could be reversed.
Sure.
It could be the CEO that jumps out of a limo and says, I hated this job my entire life. I'm going to reinvent myself, and I'm going to be the mechanic. I've always loved to work with cars, and now this is what I'm doing. I'm going to collect cars and revamp them or whatever it is that they do.
That's the power of change.
That's what we... Because we can do that.
That's another episode.
We can do whatever we want.
Sure.
So the way we get there to make those changes and to reinvent ourselves is to understand these immutable laws. So as we were saying earlier... And people say, well, how can you maintain that level of, why are you always smiling? You know, like
smiley.
Yes, smiley. Like, what is it that you're up to? You know, what is it you're doing?
I think that's an amazing trait.
Well, you know, it's a smile is infectious.
There you go.
And it changes people's vibes. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to, you know, change.
The best thing is to smile at someone who's pissed off at you.
That's right.
I mean, I'm sure everyone out there has smiled at someone and said, oh, this person is pissed.
Yeah.
Maybe pissed at me or just pissed. Just, you can feel it. It's like this vibe that is completely negative.
It's true.
And you look at them and you're like, and you just smile, like with the best smile you can possibly give them. And they freeze. They're like, what?
You ever walk in anywhere? You can walk into a bank or you can walk into a store, anywhere. You walk in smiling.
Yeah.
And people start smiling automatically.
But you also see the frowns. Like, you see the frowns, and before they see you, you see their frowns, and you start smiling.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God.
What's this all about?
Yeah. I mean, that's a positivity right there in itself. You're bringing an element differently than what they're thinking at the moment. We don't know what people are going through on a daily basis. We all go through things that may not make us smile, but it makes a difference.
I think the smile says it's not that serious.
That's true.
You know, but this is what I was trying to get at.
Oh, because there's other laws. You.
No, you did not.
No, it's all right.
I love it. Let's go down the rabbit hole.
That's awesome.
So there's immutable laws, universal laws. So one of them is that pendulum swings back and forth and back and forth. So sometimes things will be great and the pendulum swings back. And sometimes things will be down, like in a place where you're like, why is this happening?
Right.
And sometimes your mood will be up and that pendulum swings back. And sometimes your mood will be down. I am not talking about being bipolar.
No.
This is a fact of life.
This is a fact of life.
So what we need to do is realize that when we feel that pendulum swinging, what we've been practicing this whole time, that we've been talking about all this all the time, is awareness.
Right.
We recognize it. We say, oh, I know what's about to happen. I was on a really high mood, high swing, I'm up there, and it has to go down. Why? Because as we progress and we move forward and forward, we're always going uphill, right? We're always trying to reach the mountaintop, and then guess what? We reach that peak, there's more peaks. After that peak, there's another peak.
Right.
So as we strive and keep, not strive, but as we just keep going and moving forward and moving forward, as we get to the next level of where we want to be, the pendulum starts to swing because things have to move in motion around the universe to get you to your next level. What you have to do at that moment is understand it, be aware of it, and know that this is where, what we were talking about last week, where your patience comes in, where your perseverance and your persistence comes in.
Sure, and your poise.
You have to maintain yourself. right? And just get through that moment, because you know, as bad as it looks on this side,
it swings the other way.
It swings the other way, and it's just as good on the other side. So you just can't wait to get back to that good part. But what we have to do in between is maintain our vibe, the vibration that we're in, understanding that we live on frequencies, right? Everything's on a frequency. Everything that you see is made of the same stuff, and it's all vibrating. And so what we have to do is maintain our vibration up. This is what we're talking about. Because we're going to say, well, how about those times that I feel, no, we get it.
No, that's normal.
We get it. But these are the times that you go into gratitude. Accept the moments as they are. Most of the time, people, when they feel down or they feel like confused, or whatever, they're not accepting the moment as it is. They're fighting against something.
And it's interesting because we look at people all over, everywhere. We associate with different people. And you always say, I mean, I know what people say is like, oh, that person, they never have a bad day. And you're like, no, everyone has a bad day.
That's right.
Everybody has a situation. Everyone has that pendulum that swings.
Right. We want to label it bad, but yeah, everyone has that day.
Yeah, that day. That day where they realize that the pendulum is not up.
Right. But it's continuously swinging back and forth. But that's what we have to understand. The important part is that the vibe you're in dictates what you're creating. Because it's the vibe that puts you on the frequency of the things that you want.
Sure.
The frequency of goodness, you know? And not everybody's going to be like that. So as you come at other people, we were talking about this today, you have to look for the good in everybody.
In everybody.
You have to look for the good in everything. You have to look for the good in everybody, because there's more good in everybody than there is bad. It's when you focus on the bad people's traits that you're going to get more of that. Because what you focus on expands.
That's true.
Right?
Yep. Shout out to that.
Man, look, it's all about the energy, the vibe, the frequency, and it's a law. It's a law, and that's just the way it is. You can ask Biz. I stole your girl while you was in prison.
So, Albert Einstein said, stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. You love Albert Einstein. You've mentioned that to me before.
Oh, because... The dude was the guy was a genius.
Well, no, most people know what they did. He did, but, you know, you dive deeper into who he was.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was breaking down atoms.
Right.
And this guy was in there, like things that are unseen. Talk about things that are unseen. So you're breaking down a piece of matter, and then you're breaking that down into the molecules that it's made out of. Then you're breaking down the molecules. Then you're breaking down the atoms and the neutrons and all these things. And he keeps going deeper and deeper. And he found out, you know what he found out? It doesn't stop. Actually, when you get to the end, there's these things that you can't even explain what they are. It's just energy.
Energy.
It's just energy. And everything is made up of the same stuff. It's just energy moving. And it's morphing. And it's not something that you can say, this is what it is, because it's just moving constantly.
Right.
You know, like electricity or anything else. And then if you go the opposite way into the universe, it just goes on and on and on and on. These are the type of things you can't think of when you're like 4 years old because you want to cry.
Sure. No, that's fine.
Because you're like, what do you mean? But, I mean, these are facts. And so the guy this is the stuff he was studying. And at the end, you know what he found out? Everything is energy. And that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein.
That's really good, man. Wow.
What? I think very deeply.
So it's interesting because to go back to what we do, in our businesses and the people that listen to us. When I walk into a room, I mean, nowadays it's a different situation. You have a mask on. When I walk into a room, I'm able to tell what the vibe is at that room. Like I can just tell
immediately
what is going on. And so if I feel like the vibe is right, I feel like these people are at an elevated level. I walk in there and I'm like, I am so happy I'm here. I'm so happy. Whatever I'm doing, it could be as simple as, I don't know, just going to sit and talk to people. The fact that I walk in there and I visualize, I see the people, but at the same time, there's something happening around there that everyone's positive and they're feeling good and they're ready to share their moment or share whatever it is, whatever they're doing at the time. And there's the other side of it. you walk into a place and you feel it and you're like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting.
It's a big dark cloud inside. It's a dark,
so you're like, inside. How do I elevate? I mean, I know I'm elevated. I know I feel good. I had a great day. I woke up early. I did the things I want to do. I'm closer to my goals. How do I bring that level to them and say, hey, it's okay?
I don't think you can. I don't think that's what we do, right? I think what we do is just be ourselves. And
true. And then it's infectious.
It's infectious. Yeah. Your vibe, just you give off this vibe that people say, I wonder what that guy is smoking.
That could be.
But, you know, they see you and I'm just messing around, but they see you and they wonder, what is it that he's doing? What's the secret? What's the secret formula? Like, what's up with that guy that I'm not doing? And at the end of the day, it's just the vibe you're in.
Could it be misconstrued as you're full of yourself?
It can be if you are full of yourself. I mean, if you're being humble and people understand and see and know you, that you're humble, you're not doing things. It's not because you want attention or things like that. Like that's what people are quick to say and think. Mm-hmm. But you're doing things from the kindness and the goodness of your heart. People feel that, you know, that people
that
feel
sense.
Right away. They feel who you are and what your intentions are, but they're also going to see your results, and the results don't lie.
That's right.
You know, they're going to keep seeing the same results. Like this guy just keeps elevating, elevating and elevating. I want to do what he's doing.
Right.
Right. But it doesn't happen overnight. People have to go through their own results and realize I'm just getting the same thing and I'm not going anywhere. What is he doing different than I'm not doing?
I mean, we talked about it last week with Evan. It was interesting what he said. He's working hard now not to work hard in the future.
Right.
That still resonated with me after the session. And it's so true. I mean, I know it works in many ways. But in his way of doing it, he's like, hey, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work a thousand things at one time because I know if I do it this way, eventually it's going to be easier.
I think it's great. I think the way he put it was awesome. I think it's also important to understand that it's we don't want to kill ourselves either.
Sure.
You know, it has to be, we have to take what's called the effortless way, you know? We have to go the route of the minimum amount of energy times the minimum amount of time. We don't want to be forcing ourselves into saying, no, I have to work this hard. So, you know what I mean?
And I know that that's not. Be efficient.
Be efficient.
Sure.
I know that that's what he meant.
Yeah.
I just want to get that, like, clarify that.
Well, no, because that word work hard is misconstrued.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's efficiency.
Work hard, meaning I'm willing to put in the work.
Right, right. You know? But and with a focus on what your goal is.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I heard this. I don't know what you want to call it, but I heard this, and it's not even a story.
Go ahead.
But it's like the worker bees.
I never heard of that.
So worker bees inside of a beehive.
Oh, okay.
If they decide to, like, I think I'm going to take a break today. The other bees.
What happens?
Take the bee and carry him outside.
Oh, my.
Politely.
Yeah.
And they sting him to death. They will not have.
So they won't sting him to death in the workplace?
No, not in the workplace.
So it's like.
I think it's something where workers comp.
It's like if workers comp. Maybe like if I have a situation in high school, I would say, hey, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock outside.
Outside.
We wouldn't do it inside because we'd probably get both expelled. Okay.
The queen bee would come in.
The queen bee would come in. Yeah. The principal.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
an interesting story. So they say, hey. Hey, Mr. Worker Bee.
Yeah.
I know you're not feeling well today. You may have woke up in a bad mood and you feel like you don't want to work.
Yeah.
So you must proceed to the exit, which is like.
Well, they're going to carry. They carry him out. All of them come. Like the bouncers, they come. All right, what's going on? They pick them up and they bring them outside the nest or the hive or whatever it is, and they sting them to death and they leave them there.
I'm stunned.
They can't have procrastination inside. Bees work.
They tirelessly.
Put in the work. You know what I mean? So, and they do it.
And I'm thankful for the bees working because I'm a big fan of honey, especially local honey, because local honey keeps all the bad stuff away. I love honey.
I want to give a shout out to these guys are local. They're out of Portsmouth. And they make the most delicious hot honey.
Hot honey. So what do you use it for?
Well, the hot honey, you put on chicken and waffles.
Ooh, I love chicken and waffles.
You got the waffles, you put that down.
I've had that. I've had your chicken and waffles.
Waffles. See, I make waffles.
Chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles.
Nobody knows I make waffles on
Saturday.
That
is terrible. Maybe it's the monkey shoulder. Go ahead.
So it's the spicy shark out of Portsmouth. They make some really delicious hot honey.
You gave me once, you blessed me with a bottle of the blueberry honey.
Oh, that's right.
So I make margaritas with it.
Ooh, at home. Interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. So spicy honey.
Spicy honey. They make the blueberry maple syrup, right, which is really
good. And they're local guys.
Local guys out of Portsmouth. Just, I wanted to give them a shout out.
That's awesome. So Michael and I thought that we would bring a segment to our audience called Restaurant of the Week.
The Restaurant of the Week.
Why is that? Because restaurants are having a difficult time. This is a moment in our time that could have a little impact on restaurants, but...
And we love food.
And we love food. So we're foodies. So guess what? We're going to go to a restaurant weekly.
That's
and
right.
We're going to shout them out in our show. We're going to give them a... For all the things they do. So the first restaurant on the vibe you're in is...
Bistro 603 out of Nashua, New Hampshire.
Michael, tell me about the Philly cheesesteak rolls in this place.
They were amazing.
So I had for dinner I think it was short rib tacos, which were amazing. It was two massive tacos, which were great. I'm a taco lover. And they were awesome.
But I had the steak, and it was delicious.
I saw the steak. It looked delicious. But to go back, you know us, cocktail people.
Oh, an amazing sidecar.
So thank you, Bistro 603 out of Nashua, for all that you do. We'd love to see you again. We will be there soon.
Yes, find them on Google. Bistro 603.
Yeah. So thank you, worker bees.
The dead one or the worker bees?
No, the worker bees, yeah.
You guys went back in and still have a job.
Right, exactly. How does this all wrap into what we're talking about today?
I think it all comes down to this whole episode is the law of vibration.
Okay.
And it comes down to understanding the vibe you're in and understanding what that means.
Right.
And if you... can raise your vibration, then you can raise the vibration of people around you. It's infectious.
I agree.
Just like people that with a negative vibration can infect you if you're not working on yourself, and if you know you get sucked into that whole thing. But
right.
The best way for us as we're business people,
correct.
And
most of the people that listen to us are business people,
right?
And they want to build a business,
right? And they also have families, and this is, yep, works out with your families
as
well. But I mean, the best way to offer value to everyone, let's put it that way, not just business people that you come into contact with, is by raising your own vibration, right? And when you raise your own vibration, you raise the vibration of everybody around you. And we're talking about the collective vibration. And what does that mean? That means the entire earth.
Right.
If you think about it, when they put stuff into the news and into the front page, I don't know if there's front pages anymore, but if, you know, when they put it in your face, people get sucked into that, whatever that headline is, and it becomes a collective idea. It becomes a collective thought, and it becomes a collective wave, a vibration, and everybody's on that frequency.
Right.
We don't want to get sucked into that frequency.
No. It almost become blockage.
Right.
In my mind.
So we want to be on a good vibration and give that off, because people, you know, there has to be lights in the world. It can't just be all darkness, everybody worried, right, and sucked into bad news. So we just want to raise our vibrations, and this is what we want to offer. We want to offer value to everyone that we come in contact with, right?
Correct.
And that we want to attract all that's good, right?
Yep.
In business, you want to attract good clients. Look for the good in your clients. And in essence, you have to become attractive.
And I think this works for everyone, because you really want to attract the right people.
Right.
And while you're going through your journey.
Let me clarify. When I say attractive, I don't mean physically.
No.
I mean internally.
Right.
You have to become attractive.
Sure.
You have to become somebody that people want to be next to. The way you do that is raise your vibration.
Correct.
And this is what we're talking about. This is why we're called the vibe you're in, because we're just giving off good vibes. You know, we do this, and we know each other's intentions. We do it from the heart.
Sure.
And there's no other way to do anything, because people will know when you're not doing it, when you're not being sincere. We are sincere. We wanna do this from the heart and make sure that everybody understands that if we all get into this good vibe, it's infectious.
And it works in a way where we are comfortable knowing what we're doing, because it makes us feel good. And so as it makes us feel good, hopefully it makes other people feel good.
I feel good.
That, you know what? James Brown. That's like one of my favorite artists.
Right? He was crazy.
Yeah, he was.
Did you see the James Brown story?
Yeah, it has some things that it wasn't too happy about, but whatever. I mean, he had some difficulties.
He did. He had a very interesting life.
But as far as his personality and his talent,
yeah,
it was something beyond anything.
He was music, and music is vibration.
So, to go back to that, I think music has vibration. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
We all out there, when we hear a certain tone or tune,
everything has a frequency.
It's a frequency that we either move our booties or we move our heads, we bob our heads.
Everything has a vibration. Yeah. Everything has a frequency. Words have frequency.
Ever hear
Martin Luther King talk?
His cadence.
I had a dream.
Right.
That dude makes me like, I want to cry when I hear that.
But
dude,
it's all about his cadence.
Right.
The way he carried himself as far as his speeches.
Yep.
How he spoke and the pauses and the...
That's right.
The emphasis on certain words.
He understood.
The cadence was crazy.
He understood it. Yeah. There's that vibration is everywhere.
Right.
There's frequency in everything. And the point is, you got to get on the right frequency. You got to get on the frequency. The things that you want out of life, are the things you're searching for, are searching for you. And where you're going to find them is on that frequency where they are. And I'll tell you right now, it's on a good vibration.
So something resonated to me earlier in the podcast.
What would that be?
When you said, when you raise your vibration, you raise the vibration of all those around you.
The collective vibration.
That's why it's so important to understand the vibe you're in.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Thank you for listening to episode 4.
Episode 4.
If you love this episode, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. Thank you to our sponsors, Eric Bernazzani, Scioli Bernazzani of
Bernazzani Law, and you can find them at bernazzanilaw.com.
And we are located today at
Froggy's, the Enchantment Room
in Salem, New Hampshire. And what do they have now, Mike?
Froggy's Play School is actually now enrolling, and you can get more information at froggysplayschool.com.
And we sound amazing because of
our super producer, Short Fuse. We've been blessed.
And as we always say, we are over
and
out.